cleaned out by the babysitter?
Is property missing from your house, Mr. Hagman?
Absolutely. We have an iPod, we have a cellular phone, we have an Xbox.
I honestly don't believe that this stuff is missing.
Good help is hard to find.
This case was supposed to be on last week. What were you in jail for?
Lying to a police officer.
About what?
About my identity.
About what?
To go visit my boyfriend in jail.
You hang around with garbage, you become garbage.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Sierra Booth is suing her former employer, Adam Hageman, for unpaid babysitting fees and emotional distress.
Order. All rise. This case number 473 on the calendar, in the matter of Booth versus Hageman.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Ms. Booth, you claim that the defendant owes you for babysitting services for his two children. The defendant says that he owes you no more money because you violated the rules of his house, your boyfriend stole property from his house, and you damaged his truck while you were watching his children. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Hagman. What was your financial arrangement with Ms. Booth for babysitting for your children?
We did have the agreement that I would go ahead and pay her by the week. And then we had talked about going with $100 a day thereafter.
All right. Well, let's talk about what it ended up as. That's what I gather from the papers, that you were going to pay her $100 a day.
Okay, that was something that we had talked about, Your Honor. That was not the agreement at the time.
When did you talk about it?
The first weekend that I was back from work out west, we came back, and she'd worked for me for one full week. I'd came back, and we talked about that, and I said...
And you paid her for that week?
Yes, I did.
And then she said she wanted $100 a day?
Correct.
And what did you say?
I said that if we could go through the entire next week while I was out west again working, that we could go ahead and we could probably go with the $100 a day after that next week.
Fine. Did she work the next week?
She only worked actually about 2.5 days.
So let's say she worked 3 days.
Sure.
Did you pay her for those 3 days?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Okay. By the way, how much were you supposed to pay her for the week?
It would have been $600 because it would have been for 6 days, actually, is what it would have been.
Well, that's $100 a day, sure. Mr. Hagman. So you owe her $300. Did you work more than 3 days that you weren't compensated for?
Actually, I wasn't compensated for the first week. I was only given approximately $120, $140 at the beginning of the week to pay for groceries and gas and such expenses that I would need for the kids. I was never paid for that week of work.
Show me that you paid her for that week.
She was paid in cash on the day that I returned from North Dakota. Prior to me leaving again the next week, I had actually left $400 there for the groceries, for miscellaneous expenses, and all the different sorts of things with my children, so.
I don't believe you would have returned to work if he hadn't paid you for the week before, period. So far he owes you $300. Now we're going to get to his counterclaim. What's the boyfriend's name?
It was Joel.
When did he come over to the house?
He was there for a day during the first week, and he came back for another day, the day that I happened to be fired.
And you were fired because?
Because he was there and wasn't supposed to.
Is Mr. still the boyfriend?
No, ma'am.
What happened to him? What happened to him?
What happened to him? He is no longer a part of my life.
Where is he?
I do not know, nor
do I
care.
Is he in jail?
No, ma'am.
Was he arrested?
No, ma'am.
Was he arrested for theft, sir?
No, he was not. I have the police report right here if you'd like to
take a look at it. There was a radio call, I assume by you.
Yes, ma'am.
To the police that reported that the subject, that would be her.
Yes, ma'am.
Was loading his property into a vehicle, and there is an unidentified male at the residence that he doesn't want there. Nothing of complainants was in the vehicle. The subject was loading her personal things and was going to leave.
Yes, ma'am.
She was advised to tell he is not to be on the property. Who's?
That was a friend.
What friend?
A friend that was there.
What friend?
A friend that was there the day that his mother showed up.
What friend? Male, female?
Male. He was not my boyfriend. He was merely a friend because I previously lived there.
Is property missing from your house, Mr. Hagman?
Absolutely, I have a list.
You want to tell me what property was missing from your house?
Well, I can start with the list that my son's made up here.
Just tell me what was missing from the house.
We have an iPod, we have a cellular phone, we have an Xbox. Actually, if I may, Your Honor, I was actually down working about 5 hours south of my house, and Miss Redding here, Crystal, was the first one to show up and actually see what was missing.
You want to tell me what you saw? Your last name is?
Redding.
How do you know him?
This is my boyfriend.
Okay. So you showed up, why, at the house?
Because he called me and told me that Mrs. Booth was robbing the house and that we need somebody to get out there right away to let the police know what was missing and also care for the children because she was employed to do so, but she didn't. So I showed up at the house that evening, noticed receivers were missing, stereo receivers, my son's Xbox, the Kinect, two controllers, all the video games were gone.
Whose child is this?
My child. We live 2 hours apart from each other, so when there's school vacations, we go there. Weekends, we go up there.
So your son leaves some property there?
Yes.
What else was missing?
Some of my clothing that I had left there. Each child probably had about $10, $20 in each one of their pay banks. It was all missing.
Where's all the stuff?
I never tampered with or moved.
Where's all the stuff?
I don't know. I honestly don't believe that this stuff is missing. I feel like he's just trying...
Oh, I believe that stuff was missing. Otherwise, madam... Why would he fire you? He needed somebody. He didn't have a replacement right away, but he didn't want you in the house because there were other, what he felt was skanky looking people around the house.
Mm-hmm.
This case was supposed to be on last week. What were you in jail for?
For lying to a police officer.
Lying to a police officer, that's not a crime. About what?
About my identity, because I didn't have an ID, so I borrowed somebody else's.
About what?
To go visit my boyfriend in jail.
And which boyfriend was this?
This is Adam.
She doesn't have two nickels to rub together. You don't owe her any money.
I know I don't owe her any
money. Oh, you don't
she
owe her
me
any
the money.
You don't owe her any money. Mr. Hagman, before I entrust my children to anybody, I would do a criminal background check on them.
Your Honor, I actually had Sierra work for me 6 months before I ended up taking this job out in North Dakota. And she was absolutely perfect. She was there when I needed her to be. Everything was fine. 6 months went by. All of a sudden, this happens. Come to find out, she was in jail for smoking meth or something like that and lying to the cops and all this stuff. Basically, what it is she's not the same person I hired
6 months before.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
21, Your Honor.
Yeah. Life's journey can either be slow and torturous, or it can be a pleasant journey. The choice is yours. I'm going to give you my story about blueberries. You like blueberries?
Yes.
Did you ever go in and buy a box of blueberries and sometimes you get a moldy blueberry? If you hang around with the moldy blueberries, all the blueberries get moldy. All the well blueberries don't make the moldy blueberry well. The one bad blueberry infects all the blueberries. You're going to hang around with a... And a... What's the other one's name? You want to spend your life as a moldy blueberry? That's your prerogative. You're a nice-looking girl. He trusted you 6 months ago. You hang around with garbage, you become garbage. That's what happens. It's as simple as that. He doesn't owe you a penny. That's all.
Your Honor, about the counterclaim.
I've just told you she doesn't have two nickels to rub together.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in a matter of Brown versus Merrick. Step forward.
David Brown is suing his ex-girlfriend, Michelle Merrick, for her share of a computer purchase, a false arrest and restraining order, and the return of property.
Mr. Brown, you and the defendant had a long-term relationship, and you share a 14-year-old daughter. Is that right?
Yes.
When did you and Miss Merrick separate?
We separated in April of 2012, Your Honor.
You had lived in the same home prior to that for how long?
Approximately a year with her. I was 2 years that I lived there by myself prior to her.
So your relationship was not a constant one for 20 years?
No, it was not constant for 20 years, Your Honor.
So you lived there 2 years alone and then 1 year with her before moving out in April of 2012?
That is correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Great. You left some property, according to you, at the home. And according to you, Miss Merrick said that you could leave that property in the home and pick it up when you were able. Is that right?
That is correct. There was a lot of property that I left there.
Like what?
All my furnishings, my TV, everything in the house that I had paid for. She was just willing to give me the stuff out of the garage.
So it was not a harmonious leaving, it was acrimonious when you left.
Yes, very much so.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's too bad for you. Okay. You can't change your mind. No, no, you can't. Look how fair I am. Am I a fair person?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. David Brown says ex-girlfriend Michelle Merrick owes for a computer purchase, a false arrest and restraining order, and the return of property. Michelle is countersuing, claiming she had to haul and store his property.
Mr. Hackman, when did you finally ask for this stuff back?
I wanted it back.
No, not. I don't care what you wanted. That's okay. Not what I asked, Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, look at me. Month and year that you can document that you made a formal request to get your property back.
Probably June of that year, June 2012.
Did you get your property back in June 2012?
You know, Your Honor, I didn't.
Well, tell me about the formal request and tell me what happened.
Well, I requested my furnishings, my TV, everything that was inside the house that was mine.
And what did she say to you?
It was hers.
And what did you do?
I filed in court for it.
When?
Today, for the...
Too late. 2 years too late. Now we'll get to the next thing that you want. What you claim is that at some point, Ms. Merrick filed a protective order against you. When was that?
That was in June 2013.
And?
It was filed against me, and it was never served to me by the police. She had knowledge of the restraining order. I spoke to my daughter that night of her graduation. And
that was a year ago.
Yes, I was not informed of the restraining order. I went to the middle school graduation, and the police accompanied me out in front of the whole school.
And?
I was released, Your Honor, because they called the
police. That's a year ago.
Yes.
Where have you been?
What do you mean?
That's a year ago. Where have you been?
It was filed in addition to the recent complaint I had with the president.
Mr. Brown.
Yeah.
I'm crossing off what happened a year ago, because if you were really annoyed about it, I would have seen you a year ago. So what your whole case is about, sir, is about this Christmas present
Christmas
for your daughter.
Present, correct.
And according to you, you and your former girlfriend had an agreement that each of you would pay one-third of a computer. You pay a third, she pays a third, and your daughter, who sounds like a nice girl, 14, works part-time, was going to pay the other third. Ms. Merrick agreed?
At the time, yes.
Agreed to go in with you. You purchased the computer, and she gave you a check for a third.
That is correct.
And when you went to cash the check, she had put a stop payment on the check.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now you tell me why.
Because I decided at the time that I couldn't afford the computer.
That's too bad.
But I called and informed him.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No. That's not what you say in your answer. You say, I told my daughter.
After
you told
her. I have a witness.
I told my daughter.
Yes, I told her too.
Too bad. He already purchased the computer.
Yes, he did.
So that's too bad for you.
Okay.
You can't change your mind. And you can't put a stop payment on the check. No, no, you can't. How much was the check for? Mr. Yid, look how fair I am. Am I a fair person?
I never said you weren't.
Great. Only when somebody gives me nonsense do I give them a hard time. How much was the check?
The check was for $366, Your Honor.
Her third?
Yes, Your Honor.
Great. That's for you, $366. Now, let's get to your ridiculous counterclaim.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
If somebody got me into that kind of trouble, why would I still be friendly with them? If my brother did that to me, I wouldn't speak to him, and I love my...
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. David Brown says ex-girlfriend Michelle Merrick owes for a computer purchase, a false arrest and restraining order, and the return of property. Michelle is countersuing, claiming she had to haul and store his property.
Ms. Merrick, the ridiculous counterclaim says that it cost you a whole bunch of money to haul away his stuff.
Wasn't exactly stuff.
I don't care what it was.
Junk. And I have pictures.
Who cares? I don't care. Stuff. Stuff is either... quality stuff, that's what Storage Wars is all about.
Correct.
One man's treasure is another man's junk.
Well, this would be, yes, junk.
Who cares? And it cost you money to have it hauled away, and you want him to pay for that?
Yes.
You don't get that. Not unless you had a contract with him, an agreement that you would haul it away and he would pay for it. So it's ridiculous. So you owe him $366. Your counterclaim's dismissed. Thank you very much. That's it.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Razzo versus Peavy. Step forward.
20-year-old Stephanie Razzo is suing former friend, 19-year-old Taylor Peavy, for court fees after they were both arrested for shoplifting.
Ms. Razzo, your claim has two parts to it. First, I'm going to ask you sort of a timeline, and then I'm going to decide what to do with the second part of your claim. You two girls went shopping.
Right.
And you both caught shoplifting, or just you?
Well, we had...
Were you both caught shoplifting, or just you, is the question?
Both of us.
The first part of your claim is that it was really the defendant's fault that you got arrested for shoplifting, despite the fact that you took a plea in that case and were fined. You want her to pay those fines because it was really her fault. Sometime after that, after January of 2013, according to you, you got her a cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
What month was that?
September.
September.
Right.
So after you knew, according to you, she was a bad penny, because that's what you're really saying in your complaint, you stepped up to pay, got her a cell phone, got her a plan and whatever, and then it cost you all kinds of money because she didn't pay the plan and whatever. I'm not hearing that part of your lawsuit. But I want you to tell me why you think someone else should be responsible to pay your criminal fines. Go.
Okay. In January 2013, we were on a shopping trip. I had told her to hold my purse while I was going into the fitting room to try something on. When she was holding my purse, she snuck some stuff in there, and we got arrested.
What stuff did she sneak into your purse?
She snuck some socks, some necklaces, and some bracelets into my purse. I had no idea.
How big a purse was this?
It was a satchel.
A satchel?
Mm-hmm.
So that's different from a purse. A satchel
it
is different.
It was like a crossbody.
Did she also have things in her purse?
Yes.
What did she have in her purse?
She had some more bracelets and necklaces.
Did you put the stolen property in her purse?
Not at all.
How did that happen?
She took things on her own as well as I did.
That's a lie.
Okay, Ms. Razzo, what I don't understand is, if what you're telling me is true, then you are one foolish young lady. Because if somebody got me into that kind of trouble, why would I still be friendly with them?
I mean, we were friends for 3 years.
Who cares whether you were friends for a lifetime? Who cares if you were relatives? If my brother did that to me, I wouldn't speak to him, and I love my brother.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Ms. Razzo, it's not believable to me that you went into the dressing room, tried something on, came out, took your pocketbook, they arrested both of you. You looked and you said, I never put that in my thing. So you must have known that she did.
I mean...
And after that, you continued to be friends. And months later, you got her a cell phone, put her on your cell plan. Doesn't make sense to me.
We had talked about amending our friendship. We had gone through a lot, and she had promised to pay the court fees, which is why I got her the phone.
She's not only a thief, but a liar, according to you, and not a friend. Because if she was your friend, she would have said, if what you're saying is true, which she would have said to the security that stopped you both in the store, she had nothing to do with this. I put it in her purse.
Well, we were like a ride or die type thing.
You were what?
If she went down, I would have, she put it in my bag. I mean, I...
Goodbye, Ms. Razzo. You sound stupid. I don't want to hear anymore. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Her house sitter couldn't sit still.
He did not have my permission to take the car.
I didn't take the car from out there.
Either she's psychotic or has a very vivid imagination, sir.
Next Judge Judy.
She stole as well as I did, so that's her issue, not mine. And Judge Judy ruled great.
I had no idea that it was in my purse. We got arrested. What was I supposed to do?
We both saw something we liked, and we did the worst thing possible, and we both got in trouble for it.
They searched me. I had no idea that the stuff was in my bag until they opened it.
A bowl of rubbish.
You can't trust anybody, not even your friends.
You can't trust people. You can't. It's ridiculous. Friends aren't friends.